Welcome to episode 25 of the Galveston Experience Podcast, produced right here on the Seawall Boulevard by RadioGalveston.com. And you may have noticed our Galveston Ghost Bus. It's being parked up and down the seawall. We'll be starting our tours hopefully very soon. And you can find out more about that just by going to GalvestonExperience.com. But this time around, it's time to take a look at the April events. Always a lot going on at the state park. So we had another visit with Lisa, the park interpreter from the Galveston Island State Park.
Thanks for having me back. Yeah, April is a really exciting time in the park. Things are greening up, water and the weather is getting warmer, the sun's coming back out, and the days are getting longer. So we're really excited to have people out to Galveston Island State Park for a variety of programs, mainly focusing on the shifting seasons and the migration patterns that happen. During the month of April, of course, we'll have our regular beach and bay hikes like we talked about back in March. But in addition to that, we are going to continue with our insect safari and even supplement with an edible insect hike.
Oh, no.
And then towards the end, we're going to have some real bird-centric events that kind of focus in on that real critical time of migration here on the island, both with a birding competition, which is open to the public, called our Big Sit. Come on out for some snacks and some birding. But in addition to that, we're going to have a public birding by kayak trip. So hopefully we can get some folks out to see why this place is such a hot spot.
Okay. And we talked earlier about the fact that people need to get out there before July because there's going to be some changes on the beach side.
Yes, sir. You're correct. Yeah. While our park's bayside will continue to remain open, we plan to shut down the beach side of the highway of our park for renovations. So we've been living in temporary buildings since Hurricane Ike, and we have an opportunity now to renovate all the old utility lines, facilities, and everything. So if you need to go out to the beach, we hope that you come and join us at Galveston Island State Park before July.
And it is the only place you can camp on the island in a tent.
You're correct. Yeah, while we don't allow tent camping on the beach for safety reasons, we do currently have both beachside and bayside tent camping opportunities. That's the only place on the island where you can do it. You're correct. So if we do have people who are looking for low-cost overnight experiences, we do have the state park, but otherwise you'd have to go off of the island for that.
And we talked about something that's a bit more my speed, the glamping. So for those who missed it before, let's talk about glamping again.
So glamorous camping is also an option at Galveston Island State Park. While yes, we will have the RVs, and they definitely do count as glamping. We do have two historic homes that are open for the public to rent. So those are the Stewart Home and the Ranch Homes with all the amenities. So brand new kitchens, a screened-in back porch, private drive, air conditioning, heating, all the works. So we do have a variety of options for people who are looking to stay in Galveston overnight.
And really, the rates are, for something that size, are actually on a per square foot basis way cheaper than just getting a little condo on the seawall.
Yes, sir. We work really, really hard to keep things low cost so that everybody has access to them. But then when we add in all the other amenities that are available for people, it's just, you can't really get that anyplace else. So not only would you have an option to go and run around the park for more than 24 hours, but also you would have a private access to Galveston Bay and premier fishing locations.
And you don't even need a fishing permit because you're part of the park.
You are correct. Yes, sir. So inside of all Texas state parks, you can fish for free as long as your feet are on our property. And while, yes, there is awesome fishing on the bayside and even surf fishing on the beach, I should tell you that there is a sweet secret spot where we have stocked a freshwater pond. So we do have a variety of fishing opportunities and other amenities which people can access if they were to get that glamorous camping option or if they just wanted to come in for the day.
So would it take like a piece of chocolate or a cupcake to find out the secret spot? How do you unlock the secret?
Well, I can tell you that we have two very large barrow ponds or fishing ponds that have fresh water. And anybody who comes into the front office and asks for freshwater fishing opportunities will get the secret gate code. So that's how you get it. But it's found just off of the highway, literally within the prairie. So it's very, very easy to get to. And it's just a little secret place that we just tell people when they come in.
Gotcha. Okay. And so for those who've never been to the park, let's talk about where it is and what it costs.
Galveston Island State Park is 2,000 acres of land. It's found on the west end of Galveston Island in between Pirates and Jamaica Beach, less than 10-minute drive out of town. So very easy to get to, but the best place to see the beach, prairie, and bay ecosystems of what makes up Galveston Island.
So just get on the seawall and head west.
Yes, sir. I'd love to have you out to 14901 FM 3005. And you can get directions on the Galveston Island State Park website.
Thank you, Lisa. And of course, we keep all of the state park events updated on our calendar at the Galveston Experience Company. Just click on the calendar page at galvestonexperience.com. And of course, we are available with this podcast on all the major podcast platforms. So be sure that you subscribe and you will get alerted to the next episode when it is made available. And of course, we will continually check back with Lisa each month, because as the seasons change, the events change, and there is always something fun to do at the Galveston Island State Park. And one last plug for the Galveston Experience Company. We are now open at 1522 Seawall. And if you're on the island, you can come by and relax, refresh, recharge, relax with cheap drinks and snacks, dollar drinks, dollar snacks. We've got free Wi-Fi and free cell phone charging and all the information you need about what's going on the island. So we hope you see you in the store at the Galveston Experience Company. If not, we'll look for you next time right here on the Galveston Experience Podcast.